Российская?
Да. Самая. Okay. So tonight the Parshas Dvarim, I want to talk about a subject which in a certain sense is an expansion of, we spoke about 2 weeks ago when I was last here, Parshas Chukas Balak, but you don't have to have been or heard that shiur to follow, it's just a detail within something discussed then I want to expand upon. And so Yoredeya Sukkah, basically learn something in Yoredeya. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Perek Beis, the Parshas Dvarim begins with somewhat of a recap that Moshe Rabbeinu presents of the events that have taken place. The Parshas Dvarim begins, Moshe's final speech or set of speeches to the Jewish people beginning a little more than a month before he would die. So we have a recap of some of the events. So in the beginning of Perek Beis, in Pasuk, Dalid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe says, Asam Tzav Lemur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to command the people, Atem Ober Migul HaChechem Re'esam, Ha'eshem Nisir, V'yunikam Nishmai Temod. You're going to be crossing by the borders of Bnei Esav, who live in Seir, they'll be frightened of you, have to be very careful. Pasuk Hei Al Tizgaru Vom, Ki Lo Eten Lachem Ha'atzam Ad Minuch Kaprogel, Ki Yerushal Esav Nasati Yitar Seir. You're not going to get any of their land because that was given to the descendants of Esav as Yerusha. Pasuk Vav, that's the key pasuk for us now. Ochel Tishmur Meitom Bakesav Achaltem V'gamayim Tichu Meitom Bakesav Shtisem. You should buy food from them, whatever food you want to buy. There's a whole discussion in Mefarshim, what do they need to buy food for? They had the mon. That's another discussion, not for now. Some say they didn't have the mon in populated areas, only out in the desert. But anyway, it says you can buy food. Others say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to buy food from them so they would see how much more delicious and how much more worthwhile the money is. Okay, but anyway, so Hashem said you should purchase food from them for money. You should eat, and also you should buy water from them so you can drink. That's the beginning of Perek Beis.
The money was okay. For the animals also?
What's that?
The money was for the animals.
So, that's an interesting question. Whether they got the food and drink for the animals, yeah. Later in the Perek, towards the end of the parak, after they travel to these other places that they're not going to conquer, they finally come to the land of Sichon. The description is mentioned over there in parak plays pasuk chav vav eshlach malachim emidbar kdemos al Sichon melech cheshbon divay shalom emor. Moshe Rabbeinu says he sent messengers from the midbar to Sichon, words of peace offering. I just want to cross through your land. I'll stay on the main highway. We won't veer in either direction. And here in Pasuk Chavches, Ochel, the same type of phrase. Ochel Bakesef Tashmirini Bechalti. You can sell me anything we'll eat. You can sell me food for money and I'll be able to eat it. I mean the Jewish people, right? Umayim Bakesef Tashmirini Bechalti. Give me water for money. To drink money, pass through with my feet. Okay. So here, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, based on this pasuk, has a connection, or asmachta, so to speak, a source for the sugya of, it's not really what I'm speaking about this evening, in detail, the sugya of Bishul Akum. The Mishnah mentions, the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, the Mishnah speaks about certain things that are manufactured by a goy, they were cooked by a goy, prepared by a goy, we're not allowed to eat. So it says in Lamed Hamad Beis and Avodah Zarah, Eilu Dvarim Shalavdei Chachavim, Asurim Leidi Suni Sahano. The following things are asur, but there's no isahano. The asur to eat it, but there's no isur to get benefit from it. So it mentions cholov, milk, and pas, bread, various things. It also mentions about shlokos. Shlokos means cooked items. So on Lamed Zayin Amad Beis, the Gemara says the following, commenting on that statement. The Gemara says, Menani Mili. How do we know this? As Rashi says, Menon Emili, the Bishule of the Kochav Masiri. How do we know that Bishul, something cooked by a goy, is Osir? How do we know something cooked by a goy is Osir? So Omar Rechia Ba'aba Amar Yochanan, Omar Kor Rechia Ba'aba Kor Rechia Ba'aba Kor citing the Pasuk we just read, Ochel Ba'kesef Tashel Achalti Umayim Ba'kesef Titeni V'shosisi. The Gemara quotes our Pasuk from Parashat Dvarim, and the Pasuk mentioned both Ochel and Mayim, so the Gemara says, Kimayim. It has to be, in order, what are you doing? They're saying they're going to buy it from the goy. How can you buy it from the goy? The goy prepared the food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to say this to the Bnei Esav. Moshe then said this later on to Sichon Melech Cheshbon. How are they going to buy the food that was prepared by a goy? Isn't that also? So no, so it means they mentioned Mayim. And the Gemara says, an equation has to be Kim Mayim. Ma Mayim Sholonishtanu Af Ochol Sholonishtanem. Just like the food there with the water. Water is water. You know, it comes out of the well. So it wasn't prepared in any way. So the food that's referred to, that was mutter to buy, it was going to be mutter. The Sichon didn't let them go through anyways. It didn't come out of it. But had he let them through, they would have bought food. What kind of food? Food which is comparable to water, meaning shonishtana. It wasn't prepared. It wasn't changed in any way by the guys. So wait a minute. So anything prepared? Anything changed? What about the kernels of wheat that were made into, you know, they eat raw, people eat raw wheat germ. Okay, so that's also. Yeah, but I think the son calls mutarin. Ella Kimaya Mamaya was on Stanam and Briosa. A different type of change. Afochos on Stanam and Briosa. It's not this, doesn't look the same as, no, it's not similar. Then the Gemara says it has to be Dadavka changed through fire, through cooking. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara concludes all of this is Midrabanan, who crossed Machtav Alma. That's the first line of Lamed Ches on Alma Rezar. It says, Elam Midrabanan is all Midrabanan anyway, but who crossed Machtav Alma. The post of Yisukum, it does not smacht. Isser, Bishalakum, is a Dindrabanan. The Rabanan said, you're not allowed to eat food cooked by another. I'm not talking about Pasakum or Yayanakum. It's different than talking about Bishalakum. What's the nature of the Isser Bishalakum? The Gemara says on top of Lamed Ches on Aleph, it's an Isser Dirabonon. And these psukim from our Sedra are just an Asmachta. But we're learning how comparing it to water, as we mentioned. Okay. What's the reason behind why would Dirabonon make such a Gzera? So Rashi says, Midrabanan, Shelo Yehei Yisrael, to tap Rashi of Lamed Ches on Avon Horozor, Shelo Yehei Yisrael Rogel Etzol B'Maychol V'Mishte, Dechlenu Dover Tomei. That's a Gzera, because if you're going to eat these types of foods, which are kosher, just was prepared, it was kosher in terms of ingredients, it's not chazer, it's not meat and milk, it's kosher in terms of ingredients, but if you're going to be accustomed to eating with a non-Jew kosher food that he prepared, so it'll end up Yachilenu Dover Tomei. Next time, he'll serve you someone to take a trace. So it's a gzera, the rabbanon, to prevent you from frequenting the non-Jew's home and eating food, even though the food's 100% kosher, there's no problem. But the rabbanon, you better not eat that, because next time he'll serve you food which is not kosher. Tosus, I'm not going to this machok, I'm just mentioning this for the sake of the complete presentation. Tosus has a different reason. Tosus says, "Dear Maskel Ella, Pirish Rashi, the rabbanon goes to mishum the chayish shem yachlenu dvarim tameyim." Rashi says that it's because the Gzera Shema, the Goyal serve you real trade food. The Yosar Neil the Farash Atam Mishum Chasna. That's the most famous reason. The Yisra Bishalakom, it's to discourage social interaction. Because, no, eating is social activity, at least partially social activity as well. We eat because we have to survive. Every creature has to ingest food in order to survive. But eating is also, you know, you get together. You have a business meeting, you go out to dinner, right? I think eating is also a social activity. I think I mentioned once, this discussion again, I was just in Eretz Yisrael, so my brother-in-law is involved in the trellis industry. So the person who started this whole recent, not the Radzina Rebbe and the ones at the Radzina Chassidim, the Bezra Chassidim, but the so-called Afrat trellis, or Psil trellis, my brother-in-law's company, so he and a few other guys. But anyway, so it was a Yerushalmi Talmud Chacham, I think I told this, a Yerushalmi Talmud Chacham who developed this whole thing, who thought that it was this mirror, it's based on the works primarily of Brother Herzog. Just now the 50th, the 50th anniversary of the death of Rav Herzog. That makes sense, So the death of Herzog, I guess, had a whole thing about the writings of Herzog. Was a genius. Herzog was very knowledgeable not only in Torah, but also in science. He was, before he came to Herzog, he was the chief rabbi of Ireland. And in fact, he got his PhD from the University of Ireland on a topic, he wrote a book, I have it at home, it's called Biblical Colors, I think it's called Biblical Porphyrology. It's blue and purple, Taylor's an argomon, and he has all the science, a scientist. But anyway, so based on the work of Herzog, this...
made men.
Yeah, right, by self-educated, yeah. So Rav Herzog was one of the great, really is the first chief rabbi of the state of Israel, of course, it was before the state. But a great God, a great genius. So anyway, he, based on his work, so this Rav Kevger, who was in Yerushalayim, so he developed this whole thing. So he was Shalmi, several generations of Shalmi. So my brother-in-law and two of his friends who got involved with this project, they decided to make it into a business. Three American fellows, how do you have a business meeting? Go out to dinner. They have a meeting over dinner. So they invited this guy to come out to dinner. An old time Yerushalmi, he said, my brother told me, it was the first time he was ever in a restaurant. The old time Yerushalmi, you know, the kind of going out to a restaurant was not, you know, it was not in his his sphere of thinking. But that's eating is a social activity as well, a business activity. So if you're going to be accustomed always to eating with non-Jews, so then you'll end up, he has a daughter, you have a son, one thing leads to the other, it's the Gzeirah Shel Chatzos. That's the famous, that's what Tosafot says. But I want to focus, just as an introduction for tonight, on the comment of Rashi, because Rashi's concern is that the guy will feed you something which is treif. And Rashi doesn't say it, I don't know, will you be dishonest about it? You know, the guy may know that the Jew is keeps kosher, but yeah, this is kosher. Right? Either he'll be dishonest, or he won't know, or he'll try to, deceive you on purpose. That's the concern, according to Rashi, and that's why there's this additional argument. What I want to focus on this evening is the question of the nemonos, the reliability that a non-Jew has vis-a-vis telling us whether something tastes acceptable or not. What do we mean? We'll see in a second. As I said, when we spoke a few weeks ago on Chukas Malach, I talked about the reliability of physicians. So it ties into that subject. And the principal sugya that that this stems from.
Don't we have a Talmud on Shas?
Yeah.
It's put on our learning data. That if a person's afraid to ruin his reputation.
Oh, good. We'll come to that. Very good. We'll come to that in a second. So that's one approach. We'll come to that in a second. But we'll get to that. Very good. So the Gemara has the following statement in Chulin on Daf Sadi Zayin Amar Aleph. Gemara says as follows: Chulin Sadi Zayin Amar Aleph. Per Gidam Nosha. Amar Rava. Merei Shavakot Kasherli. Rava said originally I was always bothered by the following kasher. The other time it says in the Brisa, Kedera Shabisho Blabos. So Lo Yivasho B'Cholav. Dinner we all know. You have a pot that's used for fleishig. You shouldn't cook milk in the pot, right? We all know we have separate pots and pans. So Kedera Shabisho Blabos. Lo Yivasho B'Cholav. But Veim Bishul, what if a mistake was made? What if you cooked fleishig in a milking pot? A common question that rabbis get fairly regularly. Gemara says, it's Beno Saint Tom. You have to ascertain, was any of the flavor of the other one imparted to the pot? So okay, let's say I had vegetables, and some meat spilled in, or milk, whatever it was, one way or the other, Boston Cholab, or non-kosher food got mixed in. So you always have to check if there's Beno Saint Tom. Does the Dover Oster, does the prohibited item, has it impacted the flavor of the pot or of the food that was in the pot? That's always what you have to figure out. And same thing, truma loyvasa b'chulin. If you have, in those days, you have a pot where you cook truma in, so you shouldn't cook chulin in that pot. Chulin means non-truma items, kosher, but non-truma items. Okay, but the imbisha would also have the same problem if you mixed up chulin and truma, so you have to see, did one impact the other in terms of the flavor? So Rava says, I don't understand. How are you going to determine whether the flavor impacted? How are you going to figure that out? He says, bishloma truma, if the problem is truma and chulin got mixed up, so very simple, toim la coin. Find a coin, let a coin eat it. Because even if the truma impacted, the coin's allowed to eat truma. You can't tell it, you soil, you better taste it, because maybe take, there's a lot of truma flavor, and the soil will be eating truma. He's not allowed to eat. It's a severe issue. So that I understand. So have a coin. In the worst case, if it's a pot full of chulin, and if some truma possibly still dinner, we're not sure. So you ask a coin to eat it. In the worst case, he didn't do any aveiros. He'll tell you, yes, there's truma flavor. Yisrael, you better not eat it. But the coin can eat it. However, elabos b'cholav man timely. But who's going to taste the boss of the chalav? Who's going to get it? I can't tell a Jew to go taste it because in attack it turns out that there's meat flavor in this milk or milk flavor in this meat or whatever. So now this Jew is just violated in this. So eating maybe bishogeg or whatever, but still, we don't want to trip somebody up like that. So Rava says, how can the chacham say, just see if it's no Saint Tom? Who's going to taste it? However, says Rava Hash, Amr Yechron, Samchin and Akfela Aramo, Mochanami, Samchin and Akfela Aramo. Aramo means the Aramean. That's another word for a non-Jew. A kfela is like a cook, a chef. You find a non-Jewish chef, a non-Jewish kfela, a non-Jewish chef, and he'll taste it. And he'll tell you, he's allowed to eat non-kosher, he'll tell you, is there flavor, is there any pork flavor in this thing? Is there any meat and milk flavor in this thing? If there is, so that we'll know. Not to eat is very simple. And Rabbi Yochanan says that's what we rely on. Finished.
You can rely on a non-Jew.
Oh, so wait a second. What's going on here? It's exactly the kasher, wasn't it? We are a non-Jew. We're relying on a non-Jew. First of all, I mean, since when this is, we have a concept of nemanos. Nemanos usually apply reliability in halacha. It usually applies to somebody who buys into our system. Right? There's even a problem with a Jew. Doesn't a Jew doesn't keep kosher? He doesn't care about the laws. You can't have a mashgiach in a restaurant who himself doesn't keep kosher because he doesn't buy into the system. Right? So he's not going to care. He doesn't care. So he's not going to care what to tell us. Not that we necessarily think that he's automatically a liar. But he doesn't think it's such a serious thing. He won't take it so seriously. It's the same thing. A guy doesn't understand it. Doesn't have the laws of kashrus. So how can we rely on a guy? It's what the Gemara says. And what is analyzed. That's the whole Gemara. So how does it work? So Rashi says the following. Rashi says, says Rashi, what is a kvela? Kvela is a nachtom over kochom. A baker, that's a baker. It means a cook over a guy. Rashi is something. It only works if this guy is what we call mesiach lefi tumo. Means, in casual conversation, you don't ask the guy, hey listen, you know, we have to find out what the status of this food is, because if it tastes like this, it's not kosher. Tastes like this, it is kosher. No, you ask the guy, listen, what does that taste like to you? He doesn't know why you ask. And the assumption is, a regular average person, honest guy, I'll tell you what it tastes like. You don't have to assume, that everybody's a liar. Right? The guy, he's on the street, he has got the directions, you assume he's telling you the truth. Right, we don't have to assume that everybody's dishonest. So that's what Rashi says here, it's Mesiach Lepitumo. If the guy knows that then we're afraid maybe either one way or the other. Either he'll try and trip you up on purpose, or otherwise he'll try and say, oh, there's no problem, whatever, He'll have ulterior motives to figure out. Therefore, it says Rashi, don't spill the beans. Don't tell him what you're asking for. Taste this food. What does it taste like to you? Does it taste like there's any pork flavor in here? So that's what Rashi says, Lefitumo. The lo yodiu should tzrichen lo dvar isa v'heter. Don't tell him, says Rashi, that we need to know this for religious purposes. Leave religion out of it. You see a guy, if a guy is a friend, tell him to taste the food. That's what Rashi says. So therefore, Rashi says that it works, this concept of believing the non-Jew in terms of kashrus works if it's a day, if it's a situation of mesiach lefi tumo. The only problem with that is, and Rishonim raises objection against Rashi, is that it seems to be against the Gemara in Bava Kama. So bring the girl from here. The Gemara in the end of Bava Kama, on Daf Kuf Yud Dalad on Beis, talks about the subject of Mesiach Lefi Tumo. Actually, what? Say again? Beginning of the Sugya is the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Dalad of an Aleph. Kuf Yud Dalad of an Aleph. Mishnah says the following, Hamatum in Anor, Omen Agayis, Omen Alistim, somebody who save something, he's able to retrieve something, either from some type of a flood, the river overflowed, or from the soldiers that marched through after wrecking the place, or bandits, something like that. In the Siyashu Abal and Ariel Shalom, if the Ziyayah sent to the Sugid and Babakan, if the Ziyayah should, then the guy's allowed to keep it. V'chein Nechil Shal Dvorim, in the Siyashu Ariel Shalom. Also, if you find a swarm of bees, the Gemara discusses why. I mentioned that case. Also, you're allowed to keep it. And here's the key. Amar Yochum and Broka, Nemenes Isho Katloma Mikan Yotza Nechil Zeh. Okay? The Gemara says that a woman who generally is Pasolaidus, or a cotton who's generally Pasolaidus, can testify here, is believed to testify to say where the bee swarm came from, and therefore would go back to the Bible and say, this guy's got a hive over there, I know that it came from over there. Okay, again, a technical case. So the Gemara on the base, Kufidam Ralph in the Mishnah, Gemara on Kufidam on the base says, what do you mean, Nemenes Isho the cotton? Since when? Omar Vashi, why did you bring up this case? Omar Yochanan broke a fine. So Isha or cotton, but hey, does they know if the Gemara Isha or cotton can testify? What do you mean? They can say that it belongs to this guy? Since when do we accept their testimony? Omar Yochanan has given, goes to Obol and Maratanachra and the Isha or cotton, the Sikh of Itum, the Omar Mikan Yotzin and Chilzeh. They were Sikh of Itum. Right, they weren't trying to identify it for that purpose, but they said it, Mesiach Lefi Tumo. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? We usually don't accept Mesiach Lefi Tumo, Ella Be'edus Isha. As the Gemara says, Omar of Ashi, Ein Mesiach Lefi Tumo, Ella Le'edus Isha. Le'edus Isha is the following case, the famous sugya in the end of Masachas Yevamos, where a person's, a woman's husband disappears, travels overseas someplace, then we don't hear from him. We know what happened to him, and she's, that's the classic case of Aguna, Terei Aguna has come to mean something else more. I mean, it's related, obviously. Terei Aguna means a husband who's a woman whose wife, so the husband refused to give a get. But here's a different story. He had not been refused to give a get. He didn't give a get. He disappeared. He went traveling somewhere. So maybe he was at war. This was the whole Shiloh after the September 11th attacks. There were men who had gone to work and, of course, didn't return. We don't know what happened. They didn't find the bodies. After the Holocaust is a big question because so many families was... But it's a classic Aguna. This is the Gemara in the end of Yevamos, the last 20 whatever it is, blah of Yevamos. So there we believe even people who are not normally accepted for Eidus. For example, Eid Echad is believed. One man says, yes, I saw the man, the husband was killed. Sometimes it comes up happened in Nebuch to a cousin of my wife, so the plane was shot down over Lebanon. You know, they didn't know exactly what happened at first, when one fellow, they saw that he had died, whatever, a whole maisha. But the, so we believe, so there, the Gemara says, there we accept Masifli Tumah. But why do we accept it over here? The Gemara concludes, oh, because this is only Drabbanon. Masifli Tumah is acceptable when the whole issue is only Drabbanon. The Gemara goes back and forth, I want to spend the time on the whole sugya, again, Kufya Dahmah Beis, in Baba Kama, it comes out from that sugya that Masifli Tumah, this casual relaying of the information, works, is enough on a din d'rabbanan to rectify our doubt. So the Rishonim asked against Rashi, wait a second, we're talking here about Basa B'Cholov, back to the Gemara Chulin. We're talking about Basa B'Cholov. Basa or Karov, it's a mixture of treif and non-kosher, that's a din d'oraisa. So how can Rashi say that the reason why we accept the testimony of this guy, this chef, who tastes the food, is because, it's Mesich Levitumo, that shouldn't work, it's in the Raisa we're talking about here in Chulin. The Marmar Bakam makes clear that Mesich Levitumo, other than Eidus Isha, Isha's also in the Raisa, it's the most sinner, the one that says the Nibbet, but that's an exception to the rule, as we just mentioned. But the Gemara says, other than Eidus Isha, we never accept the testimony of based on Mesich Levitumo.
Yeah.
But this is in the Raisa. That's the Kasha. It's a good Kasha. So Lamaisa, it's not a Kasha against Rashi himself, because of a different thing. There's a Gemara a little bit later in Chulin, two pages later, where the Gemara discusses the principle called Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker means when you have an item where the flavor of whatever's in it becomes like the substance itself. Tam Ki Iker. And we say that not that it becomes, but halakha is viewed. When you have a mixture of something, so the flavor of, let's say, the milk becomes, that's now the item itself. Tam Kiker. Not Tam Kiker, there's an old joke, I don't know if it's a true story, but the guy who came to Shia once was listening to the Shia, give a whole Lumda Shia, Tam Kiker, big topic, Tam Kiker, about 10, well, it was a big Lumda Shia topic, So the Rebbe was giving a whole shiur, Tam Kiker, Tam Torah, Pesach, because Pesach becomes relevant. You have chometz mixed in with, and Pesach. So it's all about Tam Kiker, Tam Deraisa, Tam Kenatharaisa, Tam. So the guy listening, oh, I love the shiur, because I come to Rebbe after this. I only have one question, the whole shiur. Everything is great, only one question. How do you talk about having Tam Kiker on Pesach? Kiker means a loaf of bread, kaf, kaf, resh. Okay, means a loaf. How do you have a loaf of bread on Pesach? He didn't follow the whole shiur. Tam Kiker, right? Kaf, ayin, yud, kuf, resh. I don't know the true story, but anyway, but that's Tam Kiker. So there is a discussion what the nature of that din is. What is the din? The din is that when you have the Tam, it's also to eat that. That's the Mishnah in Chulin. So Rashi happens to have the opinion, it's in two places. Rashi in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Ches on the Beis, the Divra Maskil, the last Rashi on the page, the Divra Maskil Latam Kiker. Rashi, no same Tam, Kimle the Isser, Bekotchim Kiker, Mamash was even the flavor is like the Iker. That's what the phrase Tam Kiker means. The flavor is like the item itself, even though it's not really milk here. A milk flavor becomes Kiker, like the milk itself, or meat flavor, or the pork flavor becomes like the pork, or whatever the Isser is, right? That's what Tam Kiker means. And Rashi learns over here in the Chulin Daf Tzadi Ches on Beis that, it's only Drabbanan. But Midrabbanan is when we say Tam Ki Iker is Asur, meaning on a Doraisa level, when we have a mixture, we follow the usual rule of Acharei Rav Lahatos, Rov. So if I have a little bit of milk, it doesn't matter on a Doraisa level, that imparts flavor to the mixture. Lamaisa, is most of the stuff there meat, or a little bit of the pork falls into the pot of meat or whatever? good, it imparts some flavor. But lemaisa, if most of the stuff is kosher meat, if there's more kosher roe, if there's more kosher against the non-kosher, so then we say on a d'oraisa level that the item is mutter, because me d'oraisa, we follow roe. Aye, the flavor? So the Rashi is of the opinion that Tom Kiker is a Drabonin principle. That no, the Drabonin, we say, even when it's only flavor, the flavor is viewed as that item itself, as the Osir item itself, and therefore it's going to be Osir. So that's the sheet of Rashi. And Rabbi Shonam, I don't mean to imply that it's known as the sheet of Rashi, but Rabbi Shonam agreed to it all. So Rashi says the same thing in Psochim, on Daf Mem Hayamadei. Rashi also is over there. According to Rashi, Tom Kiker is a principal midrabanan. Is a principal. Is also on a drabanan level. The Mela coming back to our kasha, and now there's no kasha on Rashi and Chulin. Because what did Rashi say? The Gemara in Chulin says that you can rely on the goyish taste tester, right? The chef will taste it, and he'll tell you. Mesiach Vitumo says Rashi, casually, he'll tell you that it's mutter. There's no pork flavor, whatever. So yes, what do you mean? Since when do you rely on a non-Jew? So Rashi says Mesiach Vitumo. So yes, yeah, but the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yudalet says Mesiach Vitumo only works on a Drabana level. Answer, according to Rashi, no problem. According to Rashi's whole problem is on a Drabana, because we're only talking about the flavor. The majority of the item is kosher, or the majority of the item is meat, or the majority of the item is milk, whatever it is. And the other item fell into it. So according to Rashi, the whole issue is on a Drabana to begin with. So Rashi's safe. Rashi wins. In other words, Rashi is internally consistent, because Rashi holds the Tom Kiker, the whole problem itself is on a Drabana to begin with. The Mela is only a Drabana problem. So Mesiach Vitumo works. It's exactly what the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that Mesiach Vitumo works to clarify a suffix on a Drabana level. According to Rashi, this isn't the Rabbana level, because Midor Raisa, this mixture is mutter. Because Midor Raisa, we follow Rove. Midor Rabbana, they said, no, even the flavor has to be dealt with, has to be reckoned with, la'alacha. That's only the Rabbana. So here we'll determine, through the goy, whether the flavor is imparted or not. Simple. So according to Rashi, everything, both again, Rashi knows two places, Chulin and Psochem, both says, both places, and other places Rashi also says, and again, it's not just Rashi Shita, many Rishonim hold, Tom Kikas do Rabbana. So if you hold like that, then we can understand why Mesiach Levitumo will be sufficient to allow us to rely on the goy. Good. The only problem is, there's always going to be a problem, right? Rashi is not, I mean, there are other Rishonim who hold that Tom Kiker is the Raisa. The other Rishonim who hold that the flavor is imparted. We don't go by Rove, we go by the flavor. That's a big machlokas Rishonim. But many prominent Rishonim, for example, Tosus in Psochem, on that same Daf in Psochem, Mem, what is it, Memhei? Menahem and Aleph, actually, Tosa says, Bishmaitin, Mashma de Tam Kika Doraiso. You learn it out from Nozeth, another issue. Nozeth not how to drink wine. The Torah speaks of Mishra, something which was soaked in wine, right? Like it has a flavor. It comes in many places, Tom Kiker. So he says that's the opinion of Tosis, and Tosis goes into great length, and Avodah Zorah Daf Samach Zayin Amar Yochel, a long Tosis, Rabbi Tam objects to Rashi Shita, Tom Kiker is only Doraisa, is only Darbana, he holds a Doraisa. Now, so you could say, okay, so those Rishonim will hold that there must be a different reason other than Mesiach Levitumo for our case in Chulin, why we believe the non-Jewish chef. Okay, but the problem is, again, the shitas don't line up. We're very nice. They're wonderful shitas. They line up all the shitas. All those who agree with Rashi, that Tom Kik is on their bottom, they're the ones who hold you can rely on the kfeila, on the non-Jew, Mesiach Levitumo. And all those who don't hold that Tom Kik is their bottom, but rather agree with Rabbeinu Tam, Tosas, that Tom Kik is their bottom, they'll have to come with a different reason. The problem is that not everybody lines up. And in fact, most strikingly, the Mechaber doesn't line up. And that's the problem. Shulchanoch doesn't line up, because the Mechaber writes in the beginning of Hukos Tarovus, in the Ardea Simon Sadi Ches, the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, writes as follows: Isurshin is arav beheter min b'sheinu mino. You have an usher product and a mutter product. You know, isur and heter got mixed up. Min b'sheinu mino, two unlike items. Kedon cholov shin is arav b'vosa. Some milk got mixed up with the meat, right? Some milk spilled into the chicken soup. Something says Tosus, yit amenu ove kochovim, let a goy taste it. Im ome, and that's the Tosus, says the Mechaber, again, this is your Ardeus from Tzadik Ches Tzipalev. Yit amenu ove kochovim, im ome she'en bo tam cholov. Okay, if he says there's no milk flavor here, ome she'ome is a side point, she'ome she'es bo tam al supogum, the flavor doesn't add, it detracts a different problem. Anyway, mutter. Mutter. So the Mechaber clearly accepts that, which Rashi says, right, well, the Gemara says it, And then he adds, "Vitzarech shelo yeda shesomchin olav." But the guy has to think that they're not relying on him for religious purposes. In other words, the mechaber seems to accept Rashi's position that the reason you can give it to the guy is because the guy doesn't know he's doing it for religion. He's mesicha mitumo. Now you ask him incidentally, but who again? Vitzarech shelo yeda shesomchin olav. You have to know that you're not relying upon him. Okay, that's the mechaber. That's in Sif Al. The very next Sif, Sif Beis. The mechaber says the following in the middle of the Sif. What if you have the following? In this Are b'sheino mina, mixture happens. The nishbach, and then it got spilled out. She'ein yichol lamar ol l'sharo. Okay. In such a way that now you can't assess it. There's no way to figure out, whether it was rove, there was, you can't figure out the serve. We don't know when the mixture started, was there more, a part of it got spilled, so no way to figure out what the situation is. So it says, afilu lo d'sharuba heter osir. Okay, so the mechaber says that it's osir, and the Bir Hagura writes, the Kaimalon of Kotan Yud, Tom Kikir Doraisa. Because the Mechaber Paskin is a Tom Kikir Doraisa. Not like Rashi. So now we have a problem. Because we said that Rashi makes sense in Chulin when he says you can rely upon the non-Jew tasting the food because it's Mesich Mitumo, and Ivy, yes, but Mesich Mitumo is only Dindar Abonon. Rashi said, yes, because Tom Kikir, the whole problem here is only Dindar Abonon. But wait a minute. The Mechaber Paskin is a Tom Kikir Doraisa. So it's a Doraisa problem. And yet the Mechaber himself in Sif Aleph said that we do rely on Es and non-Jew. So now we're going to a quandary here. Because the Rashi internally is consistent. So Rashi can go home. But the Mechaber is in trouble. How can the Mechaber say we can rely on the non-Jew, Mishiach Levitumo, as he says, Vitzarech Shalo Yeda Shasom Kralov, we don't want him to know that we're relying on him, right? It's Mishiach Levitumo. When the Mechaber himself paskin and says, the Tom Kikar is a Doraisa. So our problem here is a Doraisa problem. Our problem is a Doraisa problem. According to the Gemara Baba Kamadav Kuf Yudal, we should not be permitted to accept that Mesich Mitumo, because it only works in the Rabbanan case. That's the problem. So the Shach is sensitive to this problem. It's a long Shach. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. The Shach and Fitkot and Beis raises this question. We just part of it. The Komakam Kasuli. Came on the pasuk b'sif beis din mishena mina osim idaraisa kosos and tam in kain eichek over kachov nem mesich mitumo shach es arkasha. If the mechaber himself paskins in sif beis that this kind of mixture is osu daraisa, if it gives flavor, meaning tam kikar daraisa, then eichek over kachov nem mesich mitumo. How can we rely on a goy mesich mitumo? Well, shach aruchi far that goes abasha. That's the gemara b'kama. Right? Doesn't the Gemara say, openly, the only one and only exception in the world is the case of Aguna, the Eidus Isha. The Shach is a whole discussion. Anyway, at the end, he throws it into another reason why it works, and he throws something else into the mix. Namely, oh, pun intended, at the end, he says, L'chach nirali l'chalek, didafke hecha deleka l'mekem ala denilsu den over kachom esutu en ambisha Torah. What he says as follows, basically as follows. He says, what's our issue here? Our issue here is we're trying to figure out, is this guy telling the truth? Now, we can assume in general in life that most people are telling the truth. Right? Most people must have some reason to lie. They're not lying. However, when it comes to a din d'rabbanan, we can rely on that. For din d'oraisa, it's a higher standard. We're not going to just rely on a guy, probably telling the truth. That's not good enough for din d'oraisa. That's basically what we're saying. That's basically the point of the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara is saying, yeah, we can rely on a din d'rabbanan because most people tell the truth. On a d'oraisa level, we have to answer to a higher authority. So on a d'oraisa level, we have to be a little more stringent in our demand for clarity over here. We don't just say, oh, the guy's probably telling the truth. But here the Shach says there's something else in the mix. Namely, if the guy's not going to lie, you know why? Because the lie is going to be uncovered immediately. Because it's a milsa, like we call it milsa David Leglie. Right? The guy will tell me, no, there's no pork flavor. Okay, thank you, now I eat it. What did you tell me? No pork flavor. It tastes exactly. I don't know, pork thing. All right, so meat and milk. What do you mean? I can taste the milk in it. So if I tell you that I ate the steak for supper tonight, I could be lying. You have no idea. So I'm not lying. That's not good enough. But I'm not going to lie to you if in 2 minutes I know you're going to ask my wife what she served for dinner tonight. a stupid lawyer. We are going to be trapped in a minute. So the Shach says the reason we believe the Kfela here, the reason we believe the Goy here, is not Stam, the ordinary on a Darbana level. We can assume most people are telling the truth. On the right side, we get something more. Says the Shach, we have something more. What's the something more? A guy is not going to want to lie. If the lie, nobody's going to lie if the lie is going to be discovered right away. That's a story. I mean, most people, people will lie if they can get away with it, right? So no harm done. The guy will never find out anyways, so I'll tell him whatever I want to tell him. But when it's going to be revealed immediately anyways, so the guy won't lie. So that's the point that the Shach throws in. He says that's why his belief. Okay, so that's the sheet of Rashi, which Rashi doesn't say it, but that'll help. Rashi doesn't need to say it. We said before, Rashi can say the whole thing over the bottom anyway, the whole Tom Kiko's over. But even if you want to hold the Tom Kiko's the rights, you can still accept the Rashi in Chulin, that Mesichli Tumah works. Why? Because we can believe the guy, because the stomach, a person's not going to lie, not automatically, but when the lies could be easily uncovered in a moment or two, so then a guy's not going to lie. That's how it comes out. The only question on Shittas Rashi still is, but why does the Gemara say, remember the opening Gemara we thought of, why does the Gemara have such a lashon that you have to ask a kfela? Remember Rashi said, a kfela means a cook or a chef. According to Rashi, well, what's the idea of the chef or the cook? Ask any non-Jew. Just say, why did I have to, the Gemara said, you have to ask a kfela aramor, a non-Jewish, that's the lashon of Gemara Chulin Tzadi Zion. What's it again? Let's just see the exact phrase. According to Yochanan, Yahashua, Yochanan, Samchil Akfela Aramon. According to Rashi, the fact that this guy is a cook or a chef doesn't seem to be of any value. Any non-Jew, right? The assumption is the guy's not going to lie because they're going to discover him right away. They won't want to be uncovered as a faker, as a fraud, right? So really could ask any non-Jew. And the truth of the matter is, Enochanami, that seems to be the position of the Rambam. The Rambam in Parak Tes Vav of Hilchos Machos Asuras says the following: to the end of the Tes Vav, Parak Tes Vav Hilchos Machos Asuras says the Rambam the following: you have a mixture. We're going to start with a Sif Chof Ches. Kvar Biyarnu Shein Noson Dover Oser Kaimo B'Dover Mutar Nesar Kol. If the Dover Oser imparted flavor to the mixture, it's all aser. Medar Amur, that's only true bishbichu, but the imparted flavor is a plus, right? It makes it better. Again, it's a different thing called nosin tam of gam, not on top of gam. Pogam is aser. Okay, fine. Then asks the Rambam our question, Sif Chof, in the Halacha Chof Tez, Perk Tez, Lovich Lachos Oros, Umi Yitol Mesatarovis, who's going to taste this mixture, right? Our old problem. So Im Hoya Ha-Mu'urav Trumos in Achulin, if the mixture in question was Trum and Chulin together, so Tarvos on coin. Fine, like I said, the Norm. Coin. And Sif Lavid, Im Hoya Basa B'Cholov, and if it was meat and milk, or Yayin Nesef, or various other Visurim, so then, Toim O Son Hagoy, the Psalm Chalpe, let a goy taste it. What does the Rambam not say? Kfela. It doesn't have to say that there could be a cook, a professional chef, a goy. Okay, and Im Omar Ein Bo Tam, he says there's no flavor of the Osud, or Shiyesh Bo Tam, whatever. So then you listen to him. So it sounds, and that's how many learn the Rambam. The Rambam says, you know what? Don't get excited about the word Kfela in the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Yes, a cook. I mean, a guy knows what he's talking about. But it doesn't have to be a cook. It can be any guy. So therefore, it could well be that that's the sheet of Rashi as well. Rashi says, love dafke, cook, love. Any guy can taste it. And you can believe him either, like Rashi internally could say, because Mesichli Tumah works by Din Rabbanan, this whole thing's only Rabbanan. Or if you want to hold like the Mechaber, like the others on the Daraisa, it could still work with the Shach flowing in, that the guy's not going to lie because he doesn't want to, the lie can be easily discovered in a moment or two anyways.
The Shach has a different problem. Yeah. Instead of to pretend on a Kfela, and it means that there's something special about
Kfela.
But if that's the case, then you can't say that you have to believe him, because the
Stam Yisrael
tasting it afterwards may himself not be a Kfela.
Right, well, the Shach doesn't say, well,
the
Shach mentions Kfela, because
Kfela
means Lav
Dafka
also.
No, but the Shach is saying that we believe the guy
because it'll be uncovered
out right away.
Right.
But if you have to go out and get an expert,
So that's another way to look at it. So actually the Rashi Bo mentions that, in the Chiddush Rashi Bo there in Chulin, that same daf in Chulin, Tzadi Zayin. The Rashi Bo says the following. He basically analyzes, he says, his opinion is What does it mean? What you're driving at, I think, is the following. Maybe, you know, a guy who's a professional culinary expert, he's got a more discerning palate, so he can distinguish things. I don't know. To me, I'll tell you openly, I met people here, I can't taste the difference. I really can't taste the difference in, you know, certainly many times tap water and certain bottled water. I can't tell the difference. My wife can tell the difference. Oh, she, you know, the double blind taste, the whole thing, can tell the difference. Some people can taste the difference. This orange juice and that orange juice, which I sometimes can with some things, you know, something I can, but, you know, everybody's different. So, the Rashba says it's possible, and he thinks that it doesn't mean that it has to be a crowd. It means any, the average Joe, right? The average Joe the plumber, right? The average guy will be lechol atom. The average guy will taste something. So the taste of the average, not that you have to. No, you have to have a specifically discerning palate. The average person can't taste the pork in here, but a guy who's a crowd, oh, he can. Let me tell you something. There's 2% of this. I can figure out all these things. No, however, the Rashba concludes the Rashi is all lokein pirish. Okay, he seems to learn, and that might be, I'm going to say, that might be what Rashi requires a Kvela. Rashi, man, that will worry the Shachi, right. According to Rashi, you know why you need a Kvela? Because according to Rashi, maybe Rashi holds that it's even if the only person who could tell that this food has the other flavor in it is an expert, that goes by the expert. Maybe Rashi holds like that. But if you want to avoid the problem, just say Rashi holds Kvela's Lav Dafi. Yeah.
Why, according to Mishaf, why do we assume that this person cares about being down and dishonest?
It's a good question. And the answer is because I think those people aren't going to lie. Why should a guy...
But according to that logic, then
yeah.
Beforehand,
right, so on a Oraisa level, we want something more. We want other...
Right, so my question is, why does this actually bring more?
Why does it add it, you mean?
Yeah, why does this idea add to the...
Because, you know, so, again, because there are people who are maybe more, I mean, I don't know, but they may be more pathological than lie. But when a lie is going to jump right in the face, it minimizes percentage. You know, it's just a percentage issue. The percentage of people who lie is low, but on the Oraisa level... You know, we want it even lower. How do we get it lower? By making a case where the guy's lies are uncovered, it's even less likely to lie. I think that's what's coming up.
We haven't gotten that.
Oh, so now I want to come to your point. Now, all of this is Lashita's Rashi. Okay, again, we showed how Rashi's internal. We showed how the Mechaber doesn't hold like Rashi, but he can still believe either the Shach's way or, again, we talked about the Kvela issue. But Tosus has a whole, for the word, Tosus is a whole different read on this thing. It's a very short Tosus. One of those, short but important Tosfos. Cool again, Sadi Zayin and Allah. Sam Chinanak Kvela. Tosfos is bothered by the same problem. Afo Gav Dovi Kachavim Hu. Even though it's a Goy, same Kasha, how could I line a Goy? The Tosfos says, not like Rashi's Mishigat Tumo. Rather, it is Henry's point. Kevan de Kvela Hu Lo Meshaker Shalo Yafsid Umnoso. You know why this guy's not going to lie? Because his reputation is on the line. This guy is known, and according to Tosis, the word Kvela is Dafka Kvela. This guy is known as a culinary expert. He is a TV cooking show, right? And now he's going to tell you something, and they're going to find out. He ruined his reputation. That's what we brought up. We spoke a couple weeks ago about the doctor, you know, the mnemonics of a doctor, right? Let's say a doctor tells them, comes up, doctor tells them, do we believe the doctor, not believe the doctor? So the answer is, yeah, because they go to another doctor, and I'll say, what do you mean? That guy said like that, he's crazy. Right? So whenever you have a professional, the professional, as you were saying, does not want to jeopardize his reputation. So according to Tosfos, it comes out, it's diametrically opposed to Rashi. Rashi says, it's got to be Mesichli Tumo. Don't tell him you're relying on him for religious purposes. According to Tosfos, the opposite. Tell him, we want to know. You tell me, what is this? We got to know this for religious reasons. This guy's going to say, there's no pork flavor. Now I'm going to taste it, but no milk, meat and milk flavor. Now, taste it. This is the great chef. He doesn't know anything. You know, he can't even tell the flavor. I have a more discerning palate than he does. So he's not going to want to ruin his reputation. So that's a totally different approach. Right, but that's the sheet of Tosfos. Now, what's interesting is we'll see in a second that sheet of Tosfos Again, you see how it's diametrically opposed to Rashi. Because Rashi doesn't want the guy to know, and maybe he doesn't even require Kfela at all, if we hold the Rashi lens like the Rambam. Because any fellow off the street is good. He says, no, it's got to be a Kfela, because the whole reason we can, now relate to your question from before, according to Tosas, that even minimizes even further the possibility of guys lying. Guys want to judge. Mela, and Tosas may hold, like you wanted to say, oh, the average guy, so call me a liar, so what? I may never see this person again in my life, so think I'm a liar, right? Yeah, but this other guy doesn't want to hurt his reputation, professional. You know, it comes into his business, his personal reputation, doesn't want to jeopardize the SEC, so according to Tosas, may hold, like you said, huh?
I'm saying it's enough beforehand.
But that, according to, what do you mean enough beforehand?
The culinary expert is not going to risk it.
Right, right.
So we don't need, there wouldn't be a difference between their bond and their right.
No, correct, exactly right. That's what I'm saying. Tosas and Rashi are, but not only are two different sheets, but they're almost, we'll see in a second why I'm stressing this point, almost diametrically opposed. Because according to Rashi, you don't want the guy to know, keep the guy in the dark. Just tell him, do the favor, what does this taste like? According to Tosas, you want to know that we're relying on your expertise here, my friend. Not just out of your expertise. And a guy, so that's a very different sheet. Now, why this becomes important is the following. The Gemara goes on, and thanks to Gen Chulin, we'll move towards towards wrapping up. The Gemara goes on, and Chulin, the Gemara says that sometimes we rely on a goy, sometimes we rely on Tom, and the Gemara says in Sadizan Bay, sometimes we'll rely on the old fallback on Shishim. Right, then that's what we're more familiar with from laws of Basra Bechor, right? And Tarov is 60-1 ratio, the old Shishim. So the Gemara has, sounds to the Gemara, relying on that is the Shishim is like plan B, right? And that's what it looks like in the Shulchan Aruch. We read again from Simon Tzadi Ches Nyaradei Sivau. The Mechaber said, right, Isser Shazar Beheter. So what do we say? Kigon Cholo Shazar Bebosser. Yat Yit Amenu Ovi Kochom. Let the guy taste it. He says, good, fine. However, then says Tosas, plan B, the Ein Sham Ovi Kochom Latomo, if there's no guy, so then Misharin and the Samech, then we'll figure out is there 60 of the, you know, the 60-1 ratio. But that really seems to be the backup plan. Or if it's Min Bimino, right, Min Bimino, you have kosher steak and non-kosher steak, because that's called Min Bimino, they get mixed together. So you can't, if you gotta taste it, it'll taste the same anyways, right? I mean, so they don't have to figure out Shishim. So says the Mechaber. Comes the Ramo and says, Ein Noagim Achshav, our minig nowadays, Ein Noagim Achshav Lismach Avakachav, we don't rely on this chef, this Avakachav. We always look only at Shishim. And that's why every rabbi, they get the kazer, was it 60 again, right? We don't have a non-Jew taste. Ramah says, in our Noagim Achshav, we don't rely on this anymore nowadays, this business of having a non-Jew taste it. The Chaber says you do. And then you only use Shishim if there's no guy around to taste it. But the Ramah says we don't rely on it at all. Says the Mekiva Eger, why? Mekiva Eger in the Chiddush Rekiva on the page of Shulchan says, why not? So he says, lo yadati tam nochon d'zeh. Not sure why not. It's in the Gemara. Right? I'm not sure. But, v'ulay yeshlomar, we'll read the whole thing on us later, v'ulay yeshlomar, precisely because we have a Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, and we can't be Machriya. And they're diametrically opposed. So what are we going to do? We're going to get a guy and tell him we're relying on him? That's against Rashi. We're going to get a guy and not tell him we're relying on him? That's against Tosas. So in Mela, it says in the Kiva Eger, maybe that's how much that we can't do. We're stuck. We don't know who's right. We don't know the two sheets of the Rashi and Tosas are diametrically opposed. So we don't know who they're passing, right? And on Chashina, Lechumas, Kalashitas. We're Chashina and that Meirid was simply Tumo. And they were Chashina like Tosas that it has to be a Krela who's Chazoka, Lomero, Nasu, and he said before, you're not going to jeopardize his reputation. So which way do we do it? All right, so you can answer, so get two different guys, you know, get a Rashi guy and a Tosas guy. But Kivaka says that he suggests that that's the reason why, you know, the alumnus, that's the reason why we don't rely on it, we forget this whole thing, because since we're not sure who's right, Rashi opposes, and again, they're diametrically opposed, so then, you could ask, they're not really diametrically opposed, you could ask that maybe Rashi would accept Tosas' thing too. The Tosas doesn't look like, Rashi says, it could be the Tosas, but anyway, that's what Kivaka says. Just end with the following. There's an interesting question, you know, that's based on this. In other words, according to this approach, you know, we would rely on it, except since we don't know who the Paschalites are, Moses, we don't rely on it. What about Te'imas Yisrael? What about not a goy, but in the case of a kohen, for example? We rely on that? That's what the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. That's what the Shach talks about in Simchat Torah. Look for attention to it. In other words, the Gemara, the Ramor writes, and nowadays we don't rely on, I'll read the Lashon, Ein Nogim Achshav Lismoch Ha'ovid Kochavim. Does he mean dafke that, or means we don't rely on any tasting, we always go by shishan? The afkamin will be in the case of the kohen. Okay, because if you hold that it's because it's machokas rashi and tosfos, Kiv Eger said, then there's no reason not to rely on the coin. That's not again for machokas. If you hold that it's for some other reason that we don't rely on tasting today, then it'll apply to the coin too. So just an interesting question that the Shach deals with in Sivkot Hay. I'll just end by mentioning this interesting, you know, story that the Mechaber seems to say, you know, we do accept Kfela. Now we do have the goy taste at first. So there's a story, I think, actually this kind of some of the old Yeshiva had a situation they needed to know right away. There's somebody who was kosher with them. So he said, have a Sfardi in the community, ask a goy to taste it. And the Sfardi didn't rely on that. And if the guy says there's no, let's say, no meat flavor in the milk, so then, okay, the Sfardi can eat it. Now we will then ask the Sfardi, no, is it the taste of that? Then we can rely on that, right? Because that's Timas Yisrael. That's a way around it. There's enough community, well, just connected, and we'll end with this, for the 9 days, right? You know, we have a court, we don't eat the flesh during the 9 days. Right, so what about something that has a mixture of flesh, we don't want the flesh flavor either during the whole 9 days. Right? The Sfardim, so Mishabur, what do you mean the 9 days? What about Rosh Chodesh? Is Rosh Chodesh included in the 9 days? So Mishabur writes, the Pharisee it is, that the Issa of Bosu Chodesh from Rosh Chodesh, of Bosu in the 9 days is from Rosh Chodesh till the Tainas. The Ben Ishchai and the Sfardim is supposed to, Kappa Chaim quotes, that Rosh Chodesh is not included. So therefore, if you have a question on Rosh Chodesh of whether the food has a flesh of flavor now, to ask a Sfardi to taste it, right? Because even if it does, he's allowed to eat it on Rosh Chodesh of. And then if he says, no, there's no flesh of flavor, then you can go ahead and eat it too. That all predicated on the fact that when it says we don't rely on it, Aramor means we don't rely on Timas Ovid Kochavim, like the Rezer Kivayer gave, because Rosh Chodesh Rashi tells it. But Timas Yisrael, we would rely on. If you don't rely on Tim at all, so then none of this, none of this lambdas would work. Okay.
Don't Sfardim have a social
for some Yisrael, not for me, one.